Benoit, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us here on the Daily Program.
Pleasure.
Now, the Senate voted 97-1 to override the President's veto of the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act. Why do you think there was such overwhelming support for this bill?
Well, I think there's been a lot of pressure in the Senate and in Congress generally to try to find some way to make many individuals, certainly Saudi Arabia, accountable for those attacks of September 11, 2001. You have to remember that many of the hijackers and many connected with the attacks of that day were from Saudi Arabia. And mm-hmm. so this particular the bone of contention has, shall we say, dominated discussion in the United States. It also featured heavily in the 9/11 Commission report, and it's been very much part of the activist platform of surviving family members and so forth who wanted to seek some kind of compensation against a very important U.S. ally in the Middle East.
Mm. Still, this is the first time one of President Obama's vetoes has actually been overridden by the Senate, so that kind of majority, I would think, was quite a surprise.
Yes, I suppose in a sense what he was hoping for, what President Obama was hoping for, was the old idea that immunity or sovereign immunity would be respected by the members of Congress. And what I mean by that is that a country, irrespective of that country's government and disposition, and let's face it, the Saudi Arabian government is very problematic when it comes to theocracy, when it comes to matters of the regimes they, of course, sponsor and so forth. But the issue has always been that one country will not sue another or the citizens of one country sue another in the courts of another country, and that's one of the respected principles called sovereign immunity at international law. But what effectively this bill does is overturn that dramatically, meaning that U.S. citizens can sue Saudi Arabia in U.S. courts, and the fear, of course, is that it's going to then replicate itself in other courts in other parts of the world. So, yes, it's he was banking, the president, that this wouldn't happen, and evidently misread the temper and the mood.
Mm. So obviously this kind of precedent would be concerning turnaround. I mean, you know, on the face of it, the Senate may not want to go against the families of victims of September 11. September 11 sort of has this massive hold over a lot of politics in the United States. But when we look at the precedents, its sense of citizens of one sovereign nation suing another sovereign nation, this kind of precedence can obviously expand outwards into other countries and other arenas.
Well, that's the big fear about it, and certainly legal experts have been pondering the situation and the consequences where, for example, the United States would be sued in other courts. And this is very viable given the fact that, for example, the United States lends support to various regimes in other parts of the world that may not be considered palatable. If, for example, supports its policies, say, towards Israel, so it may be argued that, say, Palestinians who are disgruntled with Israel's policies may well sue U.S., shall we say, military personnel or the U.S. government for supplying material, because, of course, the United States is a very known sponsor and bankroller of of the Israeli military. So the result of that is considerable. The other thing, of course, let's not forget, the global reach of the United States with over 180 military bases and influences in numerous parts of the world. This also means that, of course, the United States may leave itself vulnerable to legal actions, as it were.
Mm, I mean, only recently I seem to recall a story where 40-plus civilians were killed by a U.S. drone strike, and this drone strike, they have admitted that they were wrong in this kind of arena, and that kind of admission of guilt in a civil litigation course would have lawyers sort of rubbing their hands together, but up until this point, it would have been impossible for those victims or the families of those victims to seek any sort of legal claim on the United States for that.
Well, yes, it has been difficult to do that. It's not unprecedented that wrongful death suits, if you like, can be undertaken in the context, for example, of terrorism and so on, because we saw various civil actions being undertaken against Libya previously for example, the Lockerbie bombing in the context of a terrorist attack on a passenger plane. And this But the only way that that ever succeeded was because the then regime, the Gaddafi regime, relented and also paid compensation to the victims. after intense lobbying, even though there were attempts to also sue Libya, for example, in the UK and various avenues. So it's not that it's unprecedented, but it is, what is unprecedented about this is that there is a bill that legally provides the basis that to exactly, as you point out, a drone strike, for example, and the families may be able to sue in light of that. So that's the implication of that in terms of reciprocity. Others may well do the same thing.
Just as perhaps a final point, obviously, bringing it back to this case in particular, the 9/11 Commission found no evidence of Saudi involvement in the attacks, yet families of victims now have this potential to sue the nation itself. How is this likely, or is this likely to affect relations between between Saudi Arabia, who is basically the United States' biggest ally in the Middle East, and the US?
Well, of course, that's the big concern, and how that sort of that particular situation unfolds remains to be seen. I know the CIA director, John Brennan, has been on record the last couple of days being very concerned about this development for the obvious reason that it may affect security interests. But I do think that the my understanding would be that they would try to explain to the Saudi government that their citizens, the U.S. citizens, are one thing, but the U.S. government policy is another. And so it's one of those difficulties where, of course, the Saudi Arabian government will not be too thrilled about this. But by the same token, the reality of it is that the congressional voice has spoken, and they have to work within the margin of these laws. But, of course, I see problems arising in that relationship for the simple reason that an already complicated relationship has been further complicated by this.
Well, Doctor, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us, giving us a bit of insight into this topic this morning.
It's a pleasure. Anytime. Thank you.